Well, this is, I don't know, the third, fourth annual Heart Music and Heart?
Well, Music and Heart in Wright Park is built on a festival that goes back to the very early 1990s.
Okay.
The newest manifestation started in 2019.
Okay.
It was Music and Art in the early 1990s, okay. And it happened in Wright Park.
Okay.
And through the years, people began calling it Music and Art in Wright Park. And then we decided when we took it over to use this festival to engage matters of the heart, if you will.
I like it.
And so, with a slight adjustment to the name, we call it Music and Heart in Wright Park.
Okay.
That happened in 2019. 2020, we had the great, wondrous pause. And 21, we began again here.
Oh, okay, that's soon.
And we were fortunate with Parks to have the pre-existing relationship, and they understood what we were really doing. And then last year was wonderful. We got a Tacoma Creates grant. And this year we did again. We've begun bringing sponsors in.
Just let me tell the listeners, I'm here with Adam Martin, who Jane referred to, the band that just played, as the person who primarily now is the organizer for Music and Heart.
I'm a little bit responsible for it.
Yes, you are.
I'll have video online at musicandheart.org.
I think they're right there. I think we're taking the video right here. We're in the video right now.
Wonderful. And we will also have additional footage that's submitted by people throughout the day.
Oh, okay.
So people can see more
what
we do here.
Okay.
The idea is for us to bring very many different communities from around the South Sound together.
Okay.
And hopefully foster people to encounter one another that wouldn't normally encounter one another, but in a public setting. And if you're not familiar with the Wright Park Arboretum, as you're listening, it is just absolutely beautiful for a festival like this.
My husband and I love to come down and just walk around and see the names of the trees.
Each tree has a plaque
it
on
does,
it.
It does, yes.
And these are very, very old planted
trees.
Yeah,
some of them from the late 1800s, I think, still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of the conservatory, there's a red oak that's significant. We have the conservatory here. But the purpose of this festival is to continue a heritage that I feel I've somewhat inherited with this music community, to continue it. And I believe with this year that we do sustain it from here on out. I believe that this is about as grassroots as it gets to develop from a non-promoted event in 2021. If you can imagine me not telling somebody about something. Not the easiest thing, but I promised I wouldn't to Parks, and I didn't. And we just had this same stage painted as is, really just basically on the ground. Dane Norman.
Yes,
you know Dane?
Sure. I talked to Dane last year.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, he's been very instrumental in the festival and also the work that I do with Stars for Peace and Artists for Life in the Sound. And if you could just see the vendors and feel the spirit here today, it's really wonderful.
Yes, we talked to the Meaningful Movies Project, and we'll be airing the conversation we had with them during this interview also. And you also have a darling kitten you brought with you today.
Yes, I do. He's quite a little adventurer.
So I'm assuming he's safely tucked away somewhere. Or
he's being monitored. He is apparently being entertained by a friend of mine's daughter at the moment,
okay.
Or granddaughter, I should
wonderful.
Say.
Wonderful. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
he's in good company.
So glad that you can be able to continue this, Adam.
Thank
this
you.
Important music festival.
Well, it's really important that we have your support. It's been really wonderful to have your presence here in the 3 or 4 years that you've been here. I think I didn't tell you about it in 21.
Probably not. Yeah, I think last year was the first time we heard about it.
I couldn't tell anyone,
that's
so I
fine.
Didn't promote it.
I love
it.
That. I was just telling, my sister Louisa was going to run for Fir Crest City Council, and she decided not to, and then she pulled out, but too late, she got her name in the voters pamphlet, so she was running around telling everybody, don't vote for me.
Oh, no.
So that's like you, you know? I love that.
A little bit.
Tell you what I'm doing.
In 21, well, it was difficult because you want people to come out and you want people to enjoy, but there were responsibilities, and really the idea was for us to
pilot it, kind of.
Reestablish that it happens.
Okay.
And get people out, and now it's really quite the wonderful little festival.
Good. Well, thank you so much. And this is Pam with Radio Tacoma. You can find our programs at radiotacoma.org. And we have an archive of programs, and this interview will be on that archive under Radio Tacoma Interviews.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much again for being here today.
Thanks, Adam. Okay, I'm here today at Music and Heart in Wright Park, 2023, August 12th, Saturday afternoon. And I am here with the Meaningful Movies Project. And can you tell us a little bit about the project and who you are?
My name is Melinda Rabine. I'm the manager for Meaningful Movies Project. We are an organization that was founded actually 20 years ago and use documentary films as a way of bringing awareness to issues, but also engaging in community and having community conversations. And all of our screenings are always free because we never want to turn anyone away because of financial hardships. And since then, it grew from one venue in Seattle to now we have almost 20 throughout the Northwest and beyond. And today we're here at Wright's Park, and I'm with Angela, who is the lead for the Tacoma Group. And I'll let her specifically talk about the Tacoma Group, what's happening, and, ways to get involved.
Okay, great. Thank you. We'll come back and talk a little bit about one of your films, two of your films. Okay, great. And Angela, can you tell us a little bit about the local venues?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've been here in Tacoma since 2016, really getting going again this past year, post-pandemic, and we are now showing 1 to 3 films a month locally here. We've been at the Grand Cinema. We're starting back in September at Center for Spiritual Living downtown. We also show a documentary film every month virtually for those that want to connect with us that way. All the films that we show, as Melinda mentioned, take a look at different topics tied to social justice and issues that really matter to our community and beyond. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us at meaningfulmovies.org. The end of this month, we're going to be screening Love in the Time of Fentanyl. It's a virtual screening. And we're going to have some of the film team and folks from our very own Pierce County Opioid Task Force talking about the opioid crisis and how we can look at and participate and have a hand in compassionate solutions. We also screen things here in Tacoma that tie to equity and climate change and homelessness and all sorts of things that matter, and really excited to have these conversations with folks in our community and advocate for change. We're always accepting volunteers, too. We're a small group, small but mighty. And if you have a passion for documentary film and or social justice and want to participate, we would absolutely love to hear from you as we're looking to grow our team this year especially.
Great. Good. So climate change is of particular interest to us also at Radio Tacoma. We have a climate talk show that is produced locally. And we are very concerned, obviously, as everyone should be, about that issue.
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that.
Are you familiar with John Doherty then?
It's John that does the program.
He works very closely with us, has attended a few of our events as a speaker. Wealth of information, as you know, and we're actually speaking to him right now on a film that we'll be showing this fall.
Okay.
Maybe with UPS, and that's nuclear now.
Okay.
So kind of a, it's timely and, an important, hot, controversial topic.
Right.
And,
I'm guessing it's not necessarily about nuclear weapons, which there's a buildup of that going on now again, but it's about nuclear energy as
correct.
An option.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So really an important topic here too. And one that is, when we show films around, which we've probably done 4 this past year, different ones around climate change, environmental, justice, that sort of thing, really well attended. It's definitely about issues.
So you say you have conversations. Are they virtual, or if you're going to have them at UPS, will there be a time afterwards for conversations? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. Post-film, if we're running a virtual, then that would be on Zoom as well. However, for all our in-person events, we have that conversation right following the film.
Okay.
And we try to bring in any film makers or participants that we can, as well as local resources and experts on the topic. Thus, we've reached out to John a few times.
Okay.
And people that can come and share some resources, help us, you know, with kind of a call to action or where to go, take those next steps to continue the conversation and make change collectively.
Great. All right, Melinda, why don't you talk to us just a little bit about one or two of your films that you've done?
Well, my films all look at social justice issues. So recently, one of the films that, you know, had done really well and been in community is called Stories of Us, Camp Second Chance. It looks at homelessness. And I stayed at a camp during the winter and really wanted to get an understanding of what it feels like to be unhoused and to get stories.
Was that locally here?
It was up in Seattle at the time, the camp. We didn't have as
same
much.
Same kind of winter, though.
Mm-hmm, exactly. It actually was a winter that was, it snowed that winter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's been used in communities. Meaningful Movies actually showed it. Was part of the Tacoma Film Festival, won Audience Choice Awards. And since then, I have just had my latest documentary. It's called Ellos Griten Libertad, which is in Spanish, is They Scream Freedom. And it looks at what happened in Cuba July 11th, 2021, when they had their nationwide protest. And
that we never heard about.
Exactly. That was rarely on the news. And we're talking, when you say nationwide, it was throughout that whole island. And to put things in perspective, you know, we get the freedom to have protests, and even in our protests, you know, we get some violence and, you know, pressures from the cops and stuff, but for them to protest, they really are putting their lives on the line, and it really just didn't get a lot of media coverage here in the U.S., and as fast as it happened, it seemed like it disappeared from the media, and I ended up getting a connection there, and we were sneaking footages and interviews back and forth, and from that created a documentary. I mean, it was thousands and thousands of Cubans hoping that the world would hear and see what was going on in their island, and for the world to really understand what life is like there, the living conditions, the lack of food, the lack of health care. A lot of people have this romanticized ideas, and a lot of it comes from the propaganda put out there. But the reality is it's devastating. It's heartbreaking, and it's only, you know, 90 miles from our shores. And so now it just premiered in Italy, won best director, and then it'll have its world premiere at the Tacoma, our world, it'll have the U.S. premiere at the Tacoma Film Festival and a couple of other festivals, two in Seattle, Social Justice Film Festival and the Seattle Latino Film Festival.
And the Tacoma Film Festival is this October?
Yes, it'll be, I believe they're kicking off, I apologize if I've got the date wrong, yeah, the 5th through the 12th of October.
Okay.
So I think that's a Thursday.
And
is
where
it
do they usually hold it? Is it all around different venues?
Typically at the Grand,
okay,
but sometimes they will have it at the Blue Mouse and a couple of other venues, but dominantly it's at the Grand, and people can find out information online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you.
Back to your film, Stories of Us.
Yeah.
Where can people still see it?
I have, yeah, so you can reach out to me. I have my own website, Melinda Rabine Films, and they can, it has a listing of all my films on there along with my email address.
Okay.
And they can reach out to me, look at, you know, hosting and doing a screening.
Okay.
And go from there, or private to viewing.
Can you just spell that, Melinda?
Yeah, so it's Melinda, M-E-L-I-N-D-A, and the last name is Rabine, and that's R-A-E-B-Y-N-E, Films, F-I-L-M-S, and my email is that exact same thing at gmail.com, too.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Great.
Thank you for your interest.
It's so nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you,
too.
I
actually teach at TCC, and we often look for films to show.
Especially
during Earth Week, you know, those sorts of things, but other times, too.
Yeah, and we could always, too, you know, maybe there's a partnership through Meaningful Movies Tacoma that can happen, but I'm always happy to, you know, work with organizations on my films, but also other films that we have available as well.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
So thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
No, thank you for your interest.
Oh, yeah.
Talking to us and seeing what's going on, and for your working community and letting people know. It's important.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, well, this is Pam signing off from Radio Tacoma, and you can find our programs at RadioTacoma.org, that's our website, and we have a programming section, and we have the archives of all the locally produced programs. And I just got to put a plug in for Climate Talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although we also have a wonderful one called Sound Poetry.
Oh, okay.
Local poets, Puget Sound poets, sound poetry.
Yeah.
Wonderful archive we've built of about 3 or 4 years of local poetry. Poets. Yeah.
So if someone wants to, is it where they can recite their poems on?
Well, we have a person who interviews, David Gilmore. He's a wonderful man with a Welsh accent. Some sort of wonderful accent.
Okay.
And he interviews. Some people just read their poetry. Generally, he reads the poems ahead of time and comments on them, and they have a conversation. But if you know people, I would love to hear. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Pam.
Oops. There you go, too.
Okay. So, can you hold you just a second?
Yeah. Can you just tell me who your name and your band's name?
I am Nance, and our band is Bend.
Okay. And you're going to be doing a song called Good Kitty.
Kitty. It's the cat song.
Oh, we love that.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Guess what this song's about. This is an original. Sneeze in your coffee, I don't recommend it. Or you're not living.
You have been listening to excerpts from the Music and Heart event on August 12th at Bright Park. You can learn more about this and other events at the website musicandheart.org. That's all one word, musicandheart.org. Thank you for listening.